Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Last week, we remembered Reformation Day. We give thanks to God for preserving and protecting the church on earth. And it's surely needed because enemies of the gospel are wolves in sheep's clothing. They're out seeking to destroy all who confess the saving gospel. These wolves will always be with us, well disguised and never resting. So Reformation Day gave thanks to God for protecting his church on earth. On All Saints Day, we give thanks to God that that protection on earth has brought us out of earthly tribulation, saved from temptations of the devil and the world and our sinful nature. We give thanks that we have been taken now to heaven. Our faith was preserved on earth and it got us into heaven. Some of our loved ones who are in heaven had a fairly easy go of life, but others had to endure much evil. The Apostle John was given a vision of heaven that he recorded in Revelation chapter 7, and it gives us so much comfort. He begins the chapter with all those numbers, 144,000 in total, 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes. Now, what does that mean? Will only 144 of the lucky few be saved? Does heaven have a limited seating capacity? Do you have to be from those 12 Jewish tribes to the exclusion of all other people? Not at all. If you remember from the sermons during the Easter season on the book of Revelation, Revelation is what's called an apocalyptic book. Not you know, the horror of apocalypse that people think of it today, but apocalypse simply means to uncover what's already there. The book of Revelation uncovers great wonders and blessings that are already there. It doesn't have anything to do with, you know, helicopters shooting missiles and things like that. So, numbers in apocalyptic Bible books like Revelation, Daniel, and Ezekiel are symbolic. They mean something other than the literal arithmetic that's being shown. The number 12 is conventional symbolism for spiritual authority. Spiritual authority, 12. The 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 apostles, the 12 sons of Jacob, the 12 loaves of showbread that were placed on the altar at the temple in Jerusalem. Spiritual authority. Now, when Judas killed himself, there were 11 apostles, so they appointed a 12th. Well, here in the book of Revelation, the 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel mean that all of God's people who are ever called to faith in Jesus will be saved. 144 is symbolic of everyone under the authority of Jesus Christ will be saved. The fact that John records that the 144,000 are Israel means that the true Israel is not a nation in the Middle East. It's not a race of people. The true Israel, the true Jerusalem, the true Zion is the Holy Christian Church. Those who belong to the crucified and risen Jesus Christ, who are washed in baptism and cling to the gospel, are part of the true Israel, the 144,000. Now, if you were here a couple weeks ago at the end of September on St. Michael and All Angels Day, I mentioned that seeing is believing, right? We want to see it to believe it. It's often hard for people to believe in something they haven't seen. Well, you know, John did not see those 144,000 saints. He did not see them. He heard them. For Christians, Seeing is not believing. Hearing is believing. As St. Paul writes in Romans chapter 10, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What did John hear? Why did he hear and not see? It's because we can never see into a person's heart or mind. Is someone a true believer or not? Are they going to remain faithful to the gospel all of their lives, or will they one day abandon it for earthly pleasures? We don't know. We cannot see a person's faith. Now, some aspects of Christianity in the church, they are visible to our eyes. You know, the people with us in the pews, the pastors who have proclaimed the word of God and rightly administered the sacraments. But we cannot see what God sees. God sees through the hypocrisy, the heresy, the sin. God knows who the wolves really are. God knows who the lambs of the kingdom really are. That's why John can only hear, but not see, the number of saints. And once again, the number 144,000 is 12,000 times 12. In symbolism, it's everyone who has ever been called to the faith, who believed God's word, were preserved, and safely delivered to heaven. 144 is not the upper limit, the capacity of heaven. It doesn't restrict it to 12 and only 12 Hebrew tribes. It symbolizes that Jesus Christ has the authority to save the faithful of every nation, tribe, kindred, and tongue, and he has. Now, after John hears the 144,000, now he can see. What does John see? He sees a great multitude that no one can number. And that further explains the 144,000. They're not just from the Hebrew tribes. They're from every nation and language that has ever existed in the world. They all believed and trusted in Christ alone for salvation. Each of them has come out of great tribulation, and they were wearing white and waving palm branches and singing the praises of the Father and Son, Jesus, the Lamb of God. And you know something? Those saints in heaven, they never lived a righteous day in their lives. Neither have I. Neither have you. They're in heaven not because of their righteousness, but because of Christ's righteousness. Jesus took our sins, and he credits us with his holiness. They never lived a righteous day in their lives, but Jesus did. And he gives the credit to all believers as if they were too. And those white robes, they show that they are washed in the blood of Christ, which is baptism. Baptism covers our sins like a robe so that God no longer sees our sin or condemns us. And they wave palm branches as the victors of a great battle. Jesus has given them that victory. When Christians are brought out of earthly tribulation, now they worship in heaven. And this wonderful vision of hearing and seeing in the book of Revelation teach us something very important, and it is this. Only the living can worship. John saw that heaven is not a cemetery. Heaven is a church. And how does this apply to us? God loves our worship so much that not even bodily death and the grave will stop it. John's hearing and seeing in the book of Revelation teaches that death does not separate us from the church. When we're in worship, we're doing the same thing that all the faithful departed are doing right now. We're giving thanks to God. He brought them through great tribulation to their eternal rest, and he'll do the same for us. The only difference between the saints in heaven and us is this. We worship by faith, but they worship by sight. In John chapter 5, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word," there's a hearing, "whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He has not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." Death to life? Doesn't Jesus have it backwards? Don't you pass from life to death? No, Jesus has it right. God's word teaches us that all of us are born into this world dead in trespass and sin. When the Holy Spirit delivers saving faith to us, we have passed from death to life, from death to eternal life. Baptized into Jesus, we have not only life, but abundant eternal life. In fact, Jesus declares that death is not to hear. Death is not to believe. But eternal life is hearing and believing. Eternal life means being at worship forevermore, here on earth and hereafter in heaven. Yes, our worship begins here on earth, but it will continue on into eternity. So thanks be to God on this All Saints commemoration. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. We rise for the Nicene Creed, page 158.